Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This morning, astronaut Don Pettit told NASA back on Earth that he'd captured a dragon by the tail and docked it on the International Space Station, making this the first commercial delivery into space. Pettit was using the space station's 58-foot robot arm to grab the privately owned Dragon space capsule, which carried 1,000 pounds of food, clothing, computer equipment, supplies for scientific experiments. Pat Duggins is news director of Alabama Public Radio, also author of Trailblazing Mars and longtime Space Observer. He joins us from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Pat, put this into perspective. How big a deal is this?
Well, Robin, if writer Arthur C. Clarke was still alive, I'm sure he'd be saying, "What took you so long?" Because back in 1968, when he helped to produce the movie 2001, A Space Odyssey, he envisioned like space shuttles operated by Pan Am and space stations operated by Hilton, all with an idea of big business operating and making a buck or two in low Earth orbit, while professional astronauts would fly off and do interesting things around the moon and elsewhere. And today's arrival of the SpaceX Dragon capsule is just it's a baby step in the direction of fulfilling that vision.
Well, and this is the Dragon space capsule owned by SpaceX, which was founded by billionaire Elon Musk. Prior to this, you know, when the shuttle program was shuttered, NASA had been relying on Russia, Europe, Japan to carry goods into space. Russia ferried astronauts to the space station. Why does NASA want private companies now taking up some of this?
Well, a lot of it is national pride. I mean, you kind of hit the nail on the head with your earlier comment. I've got a book signing at the National Air and Space Museum at the Smithsonian in July, and that's where Space Shuttle Discovery is. All of the shuttles have been basically gutted and stuffed, and they're going to museums. And so if we want to send astronauts into space, we have to go to the Russians hat in hand and ask them for a seat. Now, if you look closely at the design of the Dragon capsule, there are portholes on this capsule. Now, all of us in the space reporting biz sat there and thought, well, there's really not all that much reason why a cargo would have to look out a window, so something's going on. So obviously, they're talking about modifying the Dragon capsule that you saw docked today, put 7 seats in there, extra safety systems, and eventually send up human beings.
Man. Oh, and right now, Elon Musk has a $1.6 billion contract with NASA to deliver just goods to the space station. But when do you think there might be manned flights?
Well, it could be 3 to 4 years from now. I mean, sending up cargo the way he did is a relatively simple thing. I mean, this vehicle differs from like the Russian Progress vehicle or the Jules Verne or Kepler craft that were built by Europe, because those other ships burn up in the atmosphere. Mm. The Dragon capsule's actually designed to re-enter the atmosphere, use a heat shield, you know, blunt away all of that super heat that occurred that contributed to the Columbia accident back in 2003, and then splash down in the ocean. That will be critical if he wants to make Dragon a manned capsule, because getting up there is one thing, but getting the crew back safely, that's another.
Well, in fact, a little tip on a story coming up. We're hoping to talk to a college student here in the Boston area who, through a lottery, won a trip on a privately owned spaceship. And he has to go. He has to commit to go and train and do all sorts of work before he can do that. We're going to have that story in the coming days. But meanwhile, NASA's working with other companies to develop other types of spacecraft. What's going on?
Well, NASA's putting their eggs in a lot of different baskets, because the current flight so far of the Dragon capsule has been working just fine. But if this one works and the next one blows up, then you could successfully argue that SpaceX only has a 50% success rate. So NASA is also talking to another company about coming up with a cargo ship. And while that's going on, 4 different companies, including Boeing and Lockheed Martin, are coming up with alternative spacecraft that could carry up human beings. There's one that's a small winged spacecraft called Dream Chaser. It looks a little bit like the Storm Speeders from The Empire Strikes Back. And if one of those were to work, then we might be able to use that to send up astronauts, assuming there's a problem with the manned version of the Dragon capsule.
Yeah, well, you do remind us, you know, this can go wrong, and it could have today, and it didn't. Again, the privately owned Dragon space capsule successfully docked on the International Space Station. Pat Duggins, news director of Alabama Public Radio, author of Trailblazing Mars. Neat trick, Pat. You got in a little book signing plug there, but you know what? We want you to send us the whole list, because public radio listeners love hearing from you, and so we'll let them know where they can meet you as you are behind your new book. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.